Gray County's list of staffers on the Sunshine List grew to 98 names in 2022. The total number of names on the annual list of public employees earning more than $100,000 per year was up from 71 the previous year. County Sow Kim Wingrove topped the list, earning $218,217.79 in salary and $791.80 in benefits. By provincial legislation, Public Sector Salary Disclosure Act, 1996, the county is required to disclose to the Ministry of Finance the names, positions, salaries and taxable benefits of all employees paid $100,000 more during the year. The province publishes those disclosures, and the annual release is called the Sunshine List. The list included county paramedics, community paramedics, registered nurses working at the county's long-term care facilities, other positions, and the county's senior department directors. The list of county senior directors on the list included Jennifer Cornell, director of long-term care, salary $158,602.96, benefits $565.20. Pat Hoy, director of transportation services, salary $156,675.52, benefits $565.20. Michael Letourneau, director of legal services, salary $167,092.74, benefits $600.16. Kevin McNabb, director of paramedic services, salary $155,792.11, benefits $565.20. Jennifer Moreau, director of human resources, salary $148,929.62, benefits $522.12. Savannah Myers, director of economic development, tourism and culture, salary $150,821.91, benefits $549.44. Randy Scherzer, deputy SAO, salary $167,780.49, benefits $609.12. Anne Marie Shaw, director of community services, salary $164,810.33, benefits $582.12. Mary Lou Spicer, director of finance and treasurer, salary $144,493.34, benefits $514.33. Scott Taylor, director of planning, salary $138,220.77, benefits $458.82. Since the Sunshine List was established in 1996, the threshold for disclosure, salaries of $100,000, has not changed. According to the Government of Ontario website used for Sunshine List disclosure, the Canadian Consumer Price Index has increased by 54% between 1996 and 2020. If the original threshold established in 1996 followed inflation, the 2018 Ontario list would have been reduced by 87%, from 205,470 people in 2020 to 26,245 people. There were 4,494 people on the Sunshine List when it came out in 1996. Based on purchasing power parity, a salary of $100,000 in 2020 is equivalent to a salary of $64,889 in 1996.